We're talking this, we're talking that.
Hey, what are we talking about, man?
We're talking sex, not fiction, just facts.
Oh, man.
The freaky hookups that you just had.
It's gonna be good.
This ain't the birds and bees for mom and dad.
Uh-oh, here we go.
So, Karen, you just got home from the bar last night, and you want to get super kinky with me. What's up with that?
Hey, yo, Karen, I'm really trying to drive the ladies wild. Can you tell me what to do? Can you give me some skills, please?
Dr. Karen. It's Sex Chat with Dr. Karen.
This is Sex Chat with Dr. Kat. I'm your host, Dr. Kat Van Kirk, clinical sexologist and marriage and family therapist, and I'm here with my favorite gay boyfriend, Mr. Ross Martineau.
Hey there, Kat.
Hey, Ross. We're here to answer all of your sex and relationship questions from each of our perspectives.
Want us to answer your question? You can call the Dr. Kat 24-hour-day, 7-day-a-week listener hotline at 213-270-1968, or you can email Kat at sexchat@drkat.com. That's sexchat@drkat.com.
Yeah, and actually all of these questions that you hear on the show come from you guys. So when
100%.
So we will actually answer you. We're one of the few shows where we really go out of our way to try and do that.
Yes. And the one thing I want to throw out there too is feedback. Too.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we would love to hear from you what you guys think of the show, even if you know if you don't have a question or what we could be talking about, if you have general topics, you know, as opposed to personal question, some of the popular stuff that we talk about. I'd love to hear other people's opinions on, you know, when we give out lists.
What you like, what you don't like. And you can also do that on Twitter as well. You can follow our tweets at Dr. Kat Sex Chat on Twitter, or on Facebook, Dr. Kat Van Kirk, VanKirk, because we have some banter on there as well, too.
Perfect.
So, one way or the other, track us down. And you can support us by supporting our sponsors. Go to adamandeve.com right now, and you'll get 50% off almost any item, plus a free mystery gift and free shipping on your entire order when you use the offer code Dr. Kat at the checkout. That's DRKAT.
That's a lot of free.
It is a lot of free. And speaking of free sex.
Free. Footloose and fancy
footloose
free.
Footloose and fancy free. Not so much anymore. Or maybe so. Okay. Hugh Hefner getting married yet again.
Wow. You know, America's perpetual, bachelor. / divorcee.
/ serial monogamist.
/ creepy grandfather dating his granddaughter.
Okay. So the dude is now 84.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Yes.
He is marrying Miss Crystal Harris, also a playmate.
Not her real name.
Right. Crystal Harris,
I'm sure she's a lovely girl.
Who is the ripe old age of 24.
Wow.
That is a 6-year age difference.
Crazy.
Grandpa, I love you.
And the reason we're talking about this on the show is that there are a couple things. He's number one, he's getting engaged, mm-hmm. and that's newsworthy.
And got engaged. She flashed her $90,000 engagement ring.
Oh my God, that's $1,000 for every year he's alive.
And exactly. And that erases a lot of wrinkles, let me tell you.
Oh my God. I think you can just stare at, she probably just stares at her ring while she's riding him.
Actually, I think if she looks at his face through her ring, he's like 27.
Oh my God, you're right. It's like the looking glass. Oh my God. Well, and the other thing is that there's also a memoir coming out, of course, by a former playmate named Isabella St. James.
Okay. Not her real name.
Her real name. Somebody has to sit there and come up with all these names. And in the memoir, what I find interesting about this is that there has tended to be to this point kind of the, like, I don't know, there's, I guess it's a girls' club of secrecy, right?
Okay.
That all the playmates who've kind of come through and bedded Hef, supposedly, and been his quote-unquote girlfriend.
Okay.
I think there's a
In my neighborhood, they call it bitch.
They might.
She's my bitch.
Biatch.
In a good way, ladies.
Right, in a good way. With
respect.
That's right. Bitch, biatch, with respect. That none of them ever have anything negative to say about Hef. Ever. Think about it.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Like, through all the women, all these years, You know, even when he had his trifecta girlfriends of Kendra et al.
And the twins.
And the twins.
He went through twins for a while.
Several times. And of course, you don't want to piss Hef off. I get that.
I was going to say, he can kind of, especially if you're in the, you know, the sort of the flesh, you know, industry, as it were, not necessarily porn, but certainly flesh, he's someone you don't want to cross.
No, and he has been, granted.
He's the Anna Wintour of female nudity and, you know, flesh.
He is. And I totally get his, you know, position within our culture of, you know, helping to perpetuate open sexuality and, mm-hmm. you know, back to the 50s when he launched Playboy. I mean, I think that is fabulous.
Yes.
However, on the flip side, Hef, get real. You know what I mean? He's also perpetuating this whole, like, he still performs sexually with all these younger women. You know, there's very little talk about how he actually performs, you know, to me, I would like to hear more about, like, what the reality of sex is like with Hugh Hefner.
Right. Maybe what they don't talk about is his stand-in.
Right. The stand-in dick.
Exactly. You know, it brings it to a point, and then, come on, come over here, Joe. Take over. Drive her to Portland.
The opposite of a fluffer.
Right. You
know? A finisher.
A finisher. Exactly.
But what I find interesting about Miss St. James's memoir is that she is kind of shattering the don't ask, don't tell
Ooh.
Thing about being a playmate.
She's biting the hand that fed her.
She is, which I kind of wondered when this was going to happen. So, for instance, she talks about, we have heard a couple of things. Kendra once complained about how each girl would just hop on top of Hef for a minute and then hop off.
Okay.
That there wasn't any real female satisfaction going on.
Gotcha.
It's all about, oh, here's my Hugh Hefner ride. And
right. I can say that I fucked Hugh Hefner.
Right. I mounted his penis for a full
right.
minute.
I rode the horse.
Right. And then also there was another playmate, Jill Ann Spaulding, who she criticized Hef because he was totally anti-protected sex.
Ooh.
Which, not so pro, you know, healthy sexuality.
Yeah, I would hope that as these women are standing in line to, like, hop on,
right.
they're thinking,
To get their 15 minutes of fame with Hef, I mean, 60-second minute of fame.
I mean, 13 seconds. Yeah, that's not cool.
No, I was a little disappointed about that, you know, because obviously his whole shtick is that he beds a lot of women. You know,
right.
he fucks a lot of them, so I would hope that he'd be pro condom use.
Right.
So that was a little bit of a bummer. But anyway, she also talked about how Hef would give a weekly allowance to all the girls and how humiliating it was. Apparently, the memoir talks about how the girls would go line up the same time every week to get their $1,000 handed to them in crisp $100 bills.
Right.
But that Hef would
use... Not seeing the problem yet.
Okay, but that Hef would use that time every week mm-hmm. To voice his displeasure about either what they weren't doing sexually, about how if they weren't participating enough in his bedroom antics, about, you know, if there was some issue within the harmony of the girls, he would use that time to kind of, you know, complain.
Ew. School marm.
I know.
That's not sexy.
And also a little prostitution-y-ish.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Okay, here's your $1,000 bill, but if you're not performing,
right.
maybe I'm not going to give it to you.
Right, exactly. Stick on the head next time, girly.
And the other thing is, there was actually a really interesting quote as well that came from Isabella St. James, that on Sex with Hef, she talked about how, I wanted to see if this experienced king of sexdom knew anything the rest of us did not, but he just lay there like a dead fish. We often wondered why he did it at all. He must know deep down that it's just a show, but he's trying to live out this fantasy as if he's been selling to people since 1954.
Wow.
And I think that says it.
Okay. You know, I'm going to give him props, though. You know, he may be laying there like a dead fish, but if the guy, 84, still has a heart on...
But talk about how you get the, you know what I mean? Like, okay, yeah, I'm sure he takes Viagra. I'm sure he uses cock
That's
rings,
an
probably.
Assumption. Oh. Why would you say that?
You know? I guess, I think part of the way he could counteract, and maybe he doesn't need to counteract any of this, but
right.
I'm just interested in how he really pulls it off. I think that would be a total, you know, kind of sex positive.
The man
thing
behind
to do.
You want to know the man behind the curtain.
I do.
Okay.
So we'll see.
So, and someone, you know, I saw this. Someone actually posted this when it happened on Facebook. You know, Hugh Hefner engaged to a 24-year-old, and my response was, you know, they were like, why is he doing this? My response, Because he can.
He can. And that's the whole point. And, you know, and don't get me wrong. If he invited me to the mansion, I would be there tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. With a camera.
With a camera.
And me.
And me. Exactly. So, you know, when it's all said and done, I still buy into the myth, I guess.
Okay. Just not the dirty money prostitute-y.
Yeah, I don't know that I'd be standing there waiting for my $1,000.
No.
But thanks anyway, Hef. You have questions. We have answers. You can call our 24-hour day, 7-day week listener line at 213-270-1968. Our first question.
All right. Charlie wants to know about the right way to use a cock ring. Charlie asks, I've been trying to find a good guide for using cock rings. There are times when I'm wearing a cock ring, I can still lose my erection. This doesn't seem right to me. I think I'm doing it right, one testicle at a time, then the penis. Perhaps I need some sizing guidelines. Thanks for your help.
Interesting.
Yes.
So the thing about cock rings, and what I would suggest, that there are no real guidelines. It sounds like you're using it properly. My only other suggestion would be to definitely incorporate lube.
Yes.
Use lube when you put it on.
Okay.
It sounds like he's, you know, putting the testicles in and putting it down on the shaft of the penis. That's great. What I would suggest that Charlie do is experiment with the timing of it.
Okay.
Whether he does it, you know, maybe before he gets hard, maybe after he's been hard for a bit.
Okay.
You know?
So this is the thing. So cock rings, right? Okay. So a lot of people have a little bit of a misconception about it. So it doesn't go around your cock. It actually goes around your cock and balls.
Yes.
So, and it sits right up against your taint and your pubic.
Yes.
Your pubic hair. So, and it also sounds like, Charlie, because you're talking about the one testicle at a time and then the penis, it sounds like you're using a metal cock ring.
Yeah, that was my other thing, yep.
So a metal cock ring is kind of like, you know, the CEO of cock rings or whatever. Bad analogy. But I think that, Charlie, you might want to start off with maybe a leather or a polypurine, whatever.
Right, or a silicone, yeah. Or something stretchier.
Something stretchier, but if you have one, I know they make them leather and the little, I can't think
snaps
of that word.
Versus,
you know, like a wetsuit. The
neoprene.
Neoprene, yeah.
Yep.
They make them with Velcro. Because what you can do is then you can adjust the tightness of it. So you can put it around your cock and balls and you can, you know, get it real tight. You can get hard, and if it's too tight, you can loosen it.
Yep.
Or if it's too loose, you can tighten it.
Yep.
So whereas with a metal cock ring, it is all about size.
What you see and what is what you get.
Yeah, and you really have to, I think, know your way around cock rings for a while in order to actually get, you know, the right metal one.
Right.
So if you're at all curious or interested, I know in the San Francisco Bay Area, there's an amazing store called Mr. S Leather, and they also have Ms. S Leather.
Yeah.
That will go in, and they have cock rings of all shapes, sizes, and materials, and they will actually be able to help fit you with a metal cock ring once you're ready for it.
It's sizing you just like you would go to Victoria's Secret and get bra size.
Absolutely.
You can get cock size.
Absolutely, because you don't want to be walking around and have it fall, clunk.
No.
Oh, Charlie, what was that? Oh.
And the other option,
my napkin
too.
Ring.
Right, whoops. Probably better used on the table. But also, adamandeve.com has huge options as far as if you're not in the San Francisco area,
right.
They've got a bunch of different materials and where you could try either, you know, the leather, the neoprene, the latex, the polypropylene, and of course the metal ones. But I think you're right. Having the one that you can adjust is probably the best option. Also, maybe experiment with the vibrating cock rings too, because sometimes a little extra stimulation helps maintain as well.
Right. So that's exactly it. So the big thing about the cock ring and maintaining your erection is going to be how tight it is around around your cock. So I think the way to go right now is to get an adjustable one and sort of play around with that and then see how it goes.
And play with materials.
Yes,
cool. Thanks, Charlie. We'll be right back after a quick 30-second break from our sponsor, adamandeve.com. Ty wants to know about hollow strap dildos. I have ED, which means erectile dysfunction, if anyone's missed the whole Jimmy Johnson commercial. this is Ty talking. I have ED as a result of hypertension related to a brain injury. My girlfriend is very satisfied with my skills at oral sex, but she would like to take things up a level, and I have no problem with that. We're both interested in trying a hollow strap-on, where my penis fits inside the dildo, but we're concerned with its softness, flexibility, and length. How does one choose the correct product based on those three items? Thank you.
Okay. So again, AdamandEve.com.
They do. They have a couple different options on there.
Yes, they do. I went onto the website and I did research that a little. So here's the thing. So sometimes you might, you know, you want to have something tangible, you know. So what I would say is you actually, you know, go for the gold and order a couple and you know, and maybe see what works for
They're
you.
They're actually more reasonably priced than I thought they were going to be. And I think that's it. I think the softness and flexibility thing really makes a difference. So look at a couple different materials again, whether it's the latex or the rubber. And I think it's probably just going to be a matter of personal preference. You know, get them at home and just try them out.
Right, and they're going to say on there how long it is. It's going to describe girth and length. So that'll just kind of clue you in. And I wouldn't worry too much about it overall, like the softness and the flexibility, just because you're not talking about a hard, you know, we had reviewed a wooden, you know, dildo or vibrator. It's nothing like that. Everything that they have it sounded like they were at least silicone covered or whatever.
Yeah, much more flexible.
Yes, and the softness. So your girlfriend will have a fine time with it.
I think it's a great option for you given the situation. And the thing with the hollow strap dildos, which a lot of people don't even know that they exist, because generally strap-on dildos are not hollow, and they're meant to be used, you know, either for anal or double penetration. Mm-hmm. But even the hollow strap-ons can be adjusted, so she could actually use it on him.
Oh, absolutely.
Too, as well.
Yeah. So basically, it is. It's a strap-on. If you think about it exactly, it's exactly what you think. You wear it around, you know, your hips, and it goes in front of your groin. And the difference is that in this case, the dildo actually has an opening in the back.
Right.
So, Ty, you can put your penis in, and it can be hard or flaccid.
Yep, that's the great thing about it.
Yeah. So you can come and go as it were. You know.
It's true. And the other thing too, I think for you also, Ty, with the ED stuff, if you choose to also have her use it on you, is you get to benefit by experimenting with the prostate stuff.
There you go.
So, plenty of ways to use the hollow strap dildos, and get a couple, try them out, see what you think.
AdamandEve.com. They have a great selection.
You got it. You have questions, we have answers. Call our 24-hour-a-day listener line at 213-270-1968. Hey, Ross.
Ugh.
Guess what?
I know. I'm looking at it. I'm looking at the next question. Okay. Hitman, is that his handle? Is that his moniker?
That is his moniker.
Okay. Hitman wants to know about squirting. What can I do to make a girl squirt when she comes? Okay, folks. This is your show, but, you know, I would love to draw the line. Okay, what can you do? You can go to our last, you know, episodes number 9 and 12 or whatever. Look them up. We've talked about squirting. Okay, enough with the squirting.
I know, but the thing is, people keep emailing and calling in about female ejaculation. I get the draw, and that's why we keep including questions on it, because apparently, you know, either they're not getting all the information about it, or they want other ideas.
Maybe you should have a little...
People are fascinated.
You need a button on your website that just, like, you know, curious about squirting, click here, you know.
And, or maybe I need to do a YouTube video on it. I mean, not with me squirting, but with, you know what I mean?
With me squirting?
with Ross squirting. But wait a minute. That's, a different kind of ejaculation. But people are fascinated.
Okay. I get it. I'm squirting. I can, okay. Woohoo. You know?
Keep your lunch down. It's okay. So Hitman, we're taking this seriously. What can you do to make your girl squirt when she comes? Here's the thing. Well, we're going to cover it really quickly again. Not all women squirt, a.k.a. female ejaculate. But if you focus on stimulating the G-spot of the woman, which is about 2 inches in on the upper side of the vagina, so if you put two fingers into the vagina and kind of make a hook and rub back and forth.
Okay.
It's more pleasant than it sounds, folks.
Oh, God. It looks like you're basting a turkey.
Are you watching
She's
me?
She's doing it.
I am doing it. And figuratively.
Makes me want to cough.
Right. But if you do that with, you know, vigorous, you know, back and forth.
Lung.
Right. that will allow your female partner to have a G-spot orgasm, which may or may not actually result in squirting. Because some women just have orgasms as a result, which is great. That's wonderful. She doesn't need to squirt. Other women do actually squirt anywhere from a teaspoon to...
No, here's the
copious amounts.
So I'm going to flip it, even though I'm grossed out by this. So is it a dribble or is it a squirt?
Well, that's it. For some women, it's a dribble.
Okay.
Other women, it's more of a squirt.
No!
But not many. But you know what? That's the whole thing. Everyone wants to go to, like, wants to see what, like, you know, when they go to a squirting porno, right? Some of those are fake. I hate to tell you, folks.
Right, they're using some of those milk are or not, whatever, right?
Right.
Some.
Non-dairy creamer.
Some meaning all.
Right. That's not actually accurate. So I would hope that Hitman is open and accepting of however his female partner, you know, expresses herself, right, so to speak, through G-spot stimulation.
And if she can't squirt, then, you know, take the cue from the pornos and, you know, play with milk or whatever, and there's your fantasy.
Oh, right. You can play it out in some other way. Right. But she should be able to have some sort of G-spot orgasm. The trick is she's going to feel a sensation to urinate, which you just kind of keep stimulating through that sensation. So she needs to communicate to you when that is. Because the gland, the G-spot gland, is right near the urethra. So you do get that feeling of having to take a piss.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can get beyond that, you know, you will get to enjoy the benefits of a G-spot orgasm.
Puppies, sunshine, snowflakes.
Rainbows.
Okay,
come on, the bears.
Keep going.
But she should be able to experience that. And if you
and
if you can't do that with your penis, because sometimes the penis
isn't hooked.
Right. You know, sometimes rear entry is a better position to be in because it'll hit the G-spot more. There are plenty of toys that do actually target the G-spot. So
right,
if you go to, for instance, go to adamandeve.com and look in the navigation bar for G-spot toy, you'll find
that. I was going to say, just in the subject line or the search line, G-spot.
G-spot.
You'll have a list.
You'll find a ton of them. So, Hitman, good luck hitting that spot.
Good luck.
Okay, it's Gay Take, Straight Take, feature toy of the week. Last week we talked about the penis pump kit.
The cock pump, right?
So we decided to, like, play both sides of the field, so to speak. It is now the Pussy Pump Plus.
I had no idea that this even existed.
Really?
I had no idea. So I understand the whole thing with a cock pump that, you know, kind of plumps the penis. Why a pussy pump?
So the pussy pump is more for sensation for women. So there's actually a couple different versions of it. You can either have just a clit pump that suctions onto your clit.
Okay.
Or, for instance, this is the Pussy Pump Plus, which actually is a little cup that fits over the entire penis and creates
vagina.
Oh, my God. Hello.
Pussy.
Yeah. Pussy. Pussy. Hello.
Words, yeah.
I know. It's all the penis words. So it fits over the pussy and actually creates a suction of the entire vulva.
Okay.
And it's just a new and interesting sensation.
So maybe for that woman whose partner doesn't want to go down on her?
Exactly. Or for women just looking to mix it up, because women were actually, how this got developed, actually experimenting with vacuum cleaners.
As many boys do, too, though.
Right. That's true.
And it never ends well.
It's true. And what it does is it, again, pulls the blood into the vulva, and people can play with it. Again, don't leave it on too long.
Right. They'll end up looking like Goldie Hawn from First Wives Club with those big, plump lips. Or J-Lo in that wedding movie. Where
a little puckered. A little. You don't want an Angelina Jolie pussy.
Exactly.
Or maybe you do. I don't know.
There you go.
But it brings all the blood into it. So some women just like it for stimulation. Some women like to put it on, and then when they take it off, when the blood rushes back into the body, experience a different orgasmic sensation.
Okay.
It's just really another option. So if you go to adamandeve.com, and you type in pussy pump, and specifically this one is the Pump Her Pussy for increased sensitivity. It's called the Pussy Pump Plus. You can experiment with that. And the great thing is about this specific toy, it doesn't even take batteries. It's just a little vacuum pump thing. Yep.
Just like the blood pressure thing.
Just like the blood pressure cuff.
Right.
So, and you can, you know, play with it, use it on the whole pussy area, use it on the clit.
Did I tell you about my $1 million idea for a new toy?
What is it?
Okay, so I have a friend who got this new Xbox game.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like a Wii, it sounds like, except you use your whole body.
Yeah.
And so you can actually watch your body. I guess it's like a cartoon version of you.
Ooh.
On the screen. And if you move your hand or you do the wave, or you
funky.
Know, yeah, it follows it. And you can play these different games. It kind of sounds almost like Twister.
Right.
But it's in the air, but you're watching yourself playing the game on the screen.
Yeah.
And he said it's virtual and you use your whole body. triple Xbox.
Oh my God, that's okay. Awesome.
So then they come up like with a, like a Jenna Jameson or like a for the men or like a Brett Corrigan or Pierre Fitch or whatever.
Ooh.
Porn. So you like, and it comes with attachments. So you get Jenna's like vagina.
Right.
And you're watching the screen and you fuck the little.
Oh yeah.
Little Jenna Jiney, but you're watching and it's like you're having virtual sex with Jenna Jameson.
My.
Or on the guy side, it's like you either get like a fleshlight or you get a dildo and it's like, oh my God, I'm getting fucked by Jeff Stryker.
Awesome,
you know,
like fantasy play,
yeah, I'm
whatever.
Brett Corrigan, exactly.
So. Oh my God, I think the triple Xbox. Right. I think there's room for that.
Call me, people.
Adam and Eve, whoever.
Right, and it's patented right here, right now.
Right now, that's it. Copyright. Thank you all for joining us today on the Sex Chat with Dr. Kat and her gay boyfriend Sex Chat show. And if you'd like to send us a question or just check out the website, go to drkat.com, D-R-K-A-T, for more information, or call our listener line at
213-270-1968. It's Sex Chat with Dr. Kat.